The question was asked, in what range do we find differences in customs? So the Rambam writes a concept which everyone agrees to. The Rambam writes that whatever the Talmud concluded obligates every Jew all over the world. Because the Talmud was accepted by all of the Jewish people, and that makes the Talmud binding like the Sanhedrin, like the High Court of Israel. So if a person walks in here and tells me, I come from a country where we don't keep Hanukkah. So I tell the person, well, your country is making a mistake. A person can't tell me, my custom is not to celebrate Hanukkah. Then I tell him, I'm sorry, that's a mistake. Anything that's in Talmud, anything that the Talmud concludes, is binding for everyone. No one can wake up and say, we come from this and this place, and that's our custom. No, there's no such custom. A person cannot go against the Talmud. After the Talmud, there are areas where there's a machloket, we have different opinions or different customs, or we have different interpretations of what the Talmud's conclusion was. There we find diverging customs or diverging halachic opinions. That's post-Talmud. But anything that's in the Talmud, no one can wake up and tell me, that's not my custom, or we don't do it that way. Then they're mistaken. There's no room for that opinion. The Talmud is binding, the Mishnah is binding, and it's binding on every Jew. And if Moshe Rabbeinu will walk in here tomorrow, then Moshe Rabbeinu will also have to adhere to the Talmud. Even though in Moshe's time they didn't have these customs, but the Jewish people accepted it. It's binding, it's the Shulchan Aruch. I'm saying it's the Sanhedrin. The Talmud is binding like the High Court's ruling. The High Court's ruling is binding for everyone. Doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter what big rabbi. If we had Tchiyat HaMeitim, and Elisha the prophet walked in here, Eliyahu HaNavi walks in, we tell Eliyahu, welcome to planet Earth. Over here, this is our ruling. You have to keep Shabbos the way the Talmud says. You have to keep the laws of family purity the way the Talmud says. In your days it was different, okay? Welcome to the 21st century. This is the halacha today, and no one can do different. No observant Jew can do different, and it doesn't matter what his custom was. The conclusions of the Talmud are halachically binding for every single Jew.
You mean like a tradition?
We haven't yet discussed it, creating customs. We're not talking about customs. The things that the Talmud rules, we're not talking about custom or not custom. Anything that the Talmud rules is halachically binding for every Jew. Customs is a different question, whether I have the custom, I don't have the custom, where the custom comes from, that's a different question. And no, the responsibility to adhere to the Talmud is not a custom. It's a halachic ruling. Just like the High Court's ruling obligates every Jew, the conclusions of the Talmud obligate every Jew.
So it's a ruling from the Sanhedrin.
Correct. Yeah.